The mind of an artist, in order to achieve the prodigious effort of freeing the work that is in him, must be incandescent, like Shakespeare's mind. Virginia Woolf.
My guest, poet Carol Marx, lives in Brown County and appreciates oak trees, prairie flowers, and homegrown tomatoes. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Carol, what are you reading for us today?
Wheatback Penny. Fading Kodachrome slide picture of a baby in a pink wool jacket and bonnet and white leather high tops. We wonder what came just before the shutter clicked on my father's Japanese camera. His brother brought him back from Korea when the war was over. Someone said, "Let's set her on the back of the car and take her picture." The 56 Chevy was two-tone, blue and white, with a fan-shaped tail. The rear of the car, with its flared taillights, looked slightly surprised. Someone settled me, sitting up fine now by myself, on the back of the car near the right rear fender, and hurried to get the exposure right. It was a cold spring morning on the Indiana prairie in 1958, and the spare change in my father's pocket jingled a little as he adjusted for the photo. He sniffed and pressed the shutter release. My mother, just outside the camera's range, scooped me up. She wasn't really worried I would fall. My father searched for the lens cap and found it in his right front pants pocket, next to quarters made of silver and some wheatback pennies. Sleeping Beauty. If the wild raspberries in my backyard grow farther and farther up over the deck, caressing the weathered wood with their prickly fingertips a little more each day, getting a grip between the old boards, and I don't interfere, how long before the house disappears and a machete is needed to get the back door open? If an explorer came searching after I had stopped cutting back the raspberries for 2 or 3 months, would he chop his way through the brambles to find me inside in the greenish light, spinning wool with a smooth drop spindle that had no sharp points on it that I might prick my finger on? Would he kiss me anyway and then bushwhack his way back out again, still searching for Sleeping Beauty? Daylight saving. We are saving daylight, but we don't get to bank it, withdrawing it at midnight or 1 a.m. if we want to have a quick game of frisbee. If we could actually save it and use it later, people who work at night could work in daylight and sleep in the dark, inconveniencing those nearby who were counting on being able to see the supper hamburgers on the grill when it was time to flip them. We are saving daylight. And if I were a good person, I would be using it to paint my house, clean out the garage, mow the lawn. But I'm too tired. Daylight saving places the saved hours of daylight between 8 and 10 o'clock in the evening. Humans like to sleep a few hours after sundown. If the sun sets at 9:30, that means I'm up till 1 and up again at 6:30 to get ready for work. Hey, I'm losing sleep on daylight saving time. Blue food. Don't eat that blue food. It ain't natural. It is brilliant and turquoise, and it is just pretend. There is no real blue food. Blue Kool-Aid does not count. Neither do blue bubble gum, M&M's, Sweet Tarts, or Gatorade. Blueberries are not blue. They are purple. Artificial food is not good for you. This includes non-fat salad dressing, which tastes awful and, by the way, contains some of the same ingredients as antifreeze and shampoo, which are also sometimes blue.
You've been listening to Carol Marx reading her poetry on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.